Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. Now, after the show, connect with me through my personal website. That address is AskSueLondon.com. And folks, I want to encourage you to go to that website and sign up for my free newsletter. Because when you go there, each week we send out the newsletter, I'm sending you bonus giveaways, lots of behind-the-scenes details, upcoming events, lots of great stuff. So go to the website, AskSueLondon.com, sign up for the newsletter, and as a bonus, I'm going to send you 10 videos that are filled with tools and techniques that I used in my life to make the changes to create that life I desired. And if you'll remember, the changes I had to go through in my life were that I had a disease. I had Crohn's disease. I went on to heal it. I went through abuse. I went through a divorce. I went through a life and death pregnancy. I was given 30 minutes to live, and I had a near-death experience, went through divorce, and soared above it all, met Mr. Right, and had the life I dreamed about. So learn how you can get through all of your challenges through the exercises and the videos that I'm giving there at AskSueLondon.com. So if you're looking for inspiring reading and you want to learn more about my story, if you go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, click on the books area, there you will see my life story is called Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And you can see the books that I've wrote for children, and they are based on true story about Rocky, my little Shih Tzu that I had, helping me get through challenges. Now he's helping children with their challenges, and that's the Rocky's Journey series. And again, it's at AskSueLondon.com and the books section. So, Christopher, my friend.
Yes, my friend.
I'm so excited about this topic. It's about organizing. How much more excitement can we have?
Well, I guess it's a bittersweet excitement for me because I know how badly organized I am.
Well, see, I'm excited. And I didn't even get a B12 shot, by the way. I'm just adding that in. That's how excited I am because I know that our guest is just going to, like, kick your butt. I'm in a loving way, I'm sure. But she's just going to help you get so much more productive.
How come whenever I need to improve on something, you always use the phrase kicking my butt? That's the only thing that works, huh?
But don't you hear me say, but in a loving way.
In a loving way. There is a such thing as a love kicking butt. You're right.
Exactly. You know, so that's what we're going to talk about on the show. But what's new with you this week?
Well, we just had Fall Fest last weekend, and I actually put on the concert on Sunday for our sister station, The Buzz. It was called Buzz Fest, and we brought in a bunch of groups, some regional and one semi-regional act called, believe it or not, the Catholic Girls, and a band that actually dressed up in Catholic schoolgirl uniforms. They were popular in the 80s, and they came out on stage, and we did a bunch of, emceeing, and we had a boxing demonstration in a loving kind of way, of course, not violent. And it was a great time. A lot of people came out for Fall Fest, and we have some more live broadcasts this weekend, as we always do, and the weather has just been great, so we're looking forward to more fun stuff.
Wow. You know, like, it's hard to believe fall is here, isn't it?
It is. Very hard to believe.
But, you know, I have to tell you that as much as I love summer, I'm kind of glad that we're back in fall because I'm finding that summertime, I don't want to work. you know, I find that I just want to be outside, you know, be at the water, take our dogs for a walk, do stuff with our kids. And I'm just, you know, kind of glad to get back in that swing of things and routine. And I'm just feeling so much more productive in everything that I'm doing. But do you find that happens with you? Do you find the seasons affect you in different ways?
Yes, I definitely think on the hazy, hot, and humid days, it's definitely tougher to get things done. And no matter what time of the year it is, if it's rainy and damp and dreary outside, of course, that makes it a little more difficult to get things done. But I'm very positive during this, what we call Indian summer weather.
Yeah, well, I mean, I still can take it, that's for sure. But it's really nice to be able to get back into a routine. And I still like that warm weather. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm looking so forward to our Caribbean cruise that Ross and I are going to be going on.
I know, it sounds great.
In November. Yeah, so let's get on with the show, shall we?
Absolutely, on with the show.
Because this is like your show, my friend. What can I say?
They all are.
Well, we have had, you know, as you know, you and I have had so many lengthy talks. You have so many challenges with your paperwork, right? Where's your challenge? Is it? It's in your vehicle, right?
The vehicle more than anything else. Absolutely, you're right.
Yeah, and I know, like for my husband Ross, his problem is he doesn't have like junk. He's got paperwork, but he doesn't know how to file because he runs a home business. Like we have a real estate investment company, and he has his business that he's lucky. He doesn't have to drive for 2 hours into the office. He can work from home. So he's got that business. And then we have our personal files. So that's the challenges that he has. So, you know, today what we're going to do is we're going to address the paperwork issues. And, you know, now school's back in. Are you getting the beautiful artwork sent home from the boys?
It's a little too soon for that yet. And Hayden's not in school yet. We're talking about sending him to preschool at some point this year. Adrian just started, so it's a little soon for the projects and all that stuff. But it'll be happening soon.
But do you find, like, do you have challenges when you get, like, the stuff coming home that every child wants their parents to hang up, like where you're going to save it? Do you save all his stuff?
Yes, definitely. And also helping him to be organized himself by being a good role model. Of course, you know, when we're organized, I think that makes our kids realize how important organization is.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and you know, like we've got a lot of parents listening that they don't know, you know, they keep their artwork and, you know, how long do you keep it and how do you store it? So our guru is back today. Our organizing guru, Missy Bystrom's here with us today. So at the request of many of you, along with my husband, Ross, and you, Christopher, we have got Missy Bystrom back with us today, and she is going to do just that, help us all get that paperwork organized, no matter if it's for business, for personal, for your children's artwork, for your vehicles, like Christopher has the issue. I'm really excited to share her. So, folks, Missy is a regular on our show. She is an amazing girl, and she has got a great book. I cannot talk highly enough about it. I have given my children a copy of her book, and she has worked miracles through this book with my children. I love her to bits. So to learn more about Missy, purchase her book and all the products and services that this girl has, make sure you go to theorganizedconnection.com. So without any further delay, Missy, my friend, my wonderful organizing guru, welcome back to Get Inspired Radio.
Thank you so much. I just love being on this show because you know what? You get really excited about organizing and not a lot of people do.
You know, I do. And my daughter and I were just talking about this yesterday and you know, like, the guys are sitting there, and I said, yeah, I've got, you know, Missy back on the show, and everybody knows who you are in our family. And then, like, the guys are like, okay, Mom, you're a super freak. Like, organizing, you're excited. And my daughter's like, yeah, Mom, I totally understand where you're at with all this. But, you know, don't you find when you're organized, you can be productive, you have so much more time on your hands?
No, I have to tell you, Sue, and, you know, part of the – I was training some other women – be professional organizers, and I was getting really excited about storage units the other day.
Yeah.
And my client thought I was nuts, you know, but I mean, I seriously love putting things in order. It's like a puzzle. You know how when you're a little kid and you finish a puzzle? I mean, that's how organizing is to me. And you are exactly right. I mean, once you have things organized and decluttered and you have systems set up, you know, the sky's the limit. I mean, you can do absolutely anything. And a lot of it is just because clutter is, you know, holds energy. It stops you. It impedes you from making progress in any direction in your life. So once you have a plan, once you have things organized, you can do anything.
Yeah, well, you know, I cannot tell everyone listening enough that if you have your items organized, your life organized, your vehicles, your desks, whatever, everything is organized, your life just changes so much better. Things flow for you. You save time. And, you know, we couldn't have a better person here sharing with you today, folks. Misty, let's take a break, and then we come back. Let's just get right into it about Christopher's paperwork, shall we?
We shall.
Okay, folks, hang on to your seats. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Missy will work with Christopher and his paperwork so you can learn. So make sure you have some paper and a pen nearby and take notes. And again, you do want to check out Missy's website and connect with her. It's theorganizedconnection.com. That's for Missy. And learn more about me and sign up for my newsletter, go to asksuelondon.com. So stay tuned. We'll be back after this very short, quick break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator, Susan Lazar Hart, has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net. Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The quantum vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and my guest today is Missy Bystrom. We are talking about organizing your paperwork here today, folks. Got to tell you, I'm excited, Missy. So thrilled you're here because, you know, my producer, Christopher, has some challenges with paperwork and being organized. Just saying, yeah, right?
I heard this.
So, Christopher, tell Missy, what's your biggest challenges? What's going on with your paperwork? I'll let you two kind of like, she's going to give you some homework. So, folks, take notes with this, okay?
The biggest challenges, plural, would definitely be, number one, the location would be the vehicle. And number two is not wanting to throw certain things away. Certain papers come in the mail, certain letters I want to get to and save, and certain, you know, envelopes that have stuff in the envelopes that I think will be important at some point, and even old CDs and things like that. That just seem to be cluttering themselves into the Ford Transit, which I drive. And I mean, this happens in other areas, too, but I find it the most disturbing inside the vehicle. So that's where my biggest issue is.
So the biggest issue is your car.
Exactly.
Wow, this is a new one. I love this.
The portable office.
Well, you know what? The good news is, I mean, what kind of car do you have?
It's a 2011 Ford Transit.
Okay, good. So it's not like a huge automobile, and it's not the size of a house or anything. So this is really exciting. You have a small area.
Not the size of a house, but I don't know if you're familiar with the Ford Transit. It's a new line of business vehicles. It's made by Ford, but it's like a van and truck together. There are no back seats. It's nice and open, where I can, you know, put my equipment in the back, my live broadcast equipment. But what ends up happening, though, is that there's, you know, clutters of paper and equipment and all sorts of things. So the organization seems to be a bit difficult, even in a what I would consider a large area.
Well, it's large, relatively speaking. And I think the reason, obviously, it feels so cluttered is because it's not a huge area. And, you know, I'm trying to figure out, I know you work out of that vehicle. You actually bring your mail and things in there and keep it there?
Well, see, most of my time, what I do is I'm on the road, and as Sue knows, I'm knocking on doors during the day of different business owners and going over their advertising needs and, you know, nonstop meetings all day. So I'm only at the radio station usually during the morning and late afternoon. So during the day, my office is on the road. So, and of course, throughout the day, I visit the post office at least once a day to see what checks came in and, you know, what bills came in on the other side of things. And of course, information about advertisements and things like that. And then, you know, letters that people send us, and I don't want to throw everything away so that it just ends up piling up in the vehicle.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you a few questions because every time I have to do a new evaluation with someone, I need to get an idea, and you're giving me some great stuff, but an idea of you know, what you do and how you do it. The first question I have is, how is this working for you?
Well, the issue is I'm moving so quickly from one thing to the next. You know, once I'm done at one place, I get back in, and I'm only in the vehicle not very long, and I'm already at the next place, running in and out, trying to make the most valuable use of my time. And while I'm collecting, you know, papers and information and all sorts of things. And I just, you know, by the time I'm done with each customer or prospect, I guess I kind of want to say get tired, because it sounds like I don't have enough B12. But it's like I get worn out. And it's like by the time I get to saying, OK, I'm going to sort through this. And I always say, I'll do it next time. And that happens a lot.
OK, because this is what I'm feeling. And I don't know how time sensitive this material is. But it sounds to me like, you know, if you are talking to people about their advertising needs and, you know, you're doing assessments and you're moving quickly and you're going from place to place, there's a high probability that you're letting a lot of potential clients and money go because you're putting it in your vehicle and you're not following through immediately.
Is you know what? I would say that's very possible. That's a very good point.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the thing. And I mean, you know, and this is just off the top of my head because I completely get where you're at. And this is systems aside and everything aside. This is more of just like a action or organizing your time or your life or what have you. But I would have to say that the most important thing is, you know, we almost have the cart before the horse here, but the most important thing for you is that we need to somehow incorporate in your workday, and I don't care if it's 30 minutes, and I know you're going to be exhausted because just you talking about what you do, I'm kind of feeling tired here. But we need to schedule in at least 30 minutes a day where you sit down and sort through, prioritize. We need to set up a system around everything that you collect every day.
That sounds wonderful.
You know, that's the key because I want, because I mean, how do we set up, you know, your daily to-do list? Do you even have a daily to-do list? And, you know, this stuff isn't valuable thrown in your car somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what I'm kind of envisioning is, I mean, I don't know, it's so hard because I'm not there, but, you know, we need to have certain file boxes or certain folders or something that say, you know, this is very, very important. This is kind of important. This is a hot prospect. This is not a hot prospect.
Right.
This is what I'm going to follow through ASAP. And you need to take action immediately. And, you know, I have a daily to-do list where, you know, I handwrite that thing and cross it out and redo that list every day. Because, I mean, you have to stay on top of things. So, like, you know, maybe it's not a great prospect, but it might be a great prospect, say, for next year. So we have, you know, revisit in 2014 file. And then you have one where, gosh, I got to follow up with this person in 24 hours and drop them a thank you note. It was great meeting with you. And, hey, I want to really follow up. But we need to establish systems so that those papers aren't just in the lost land of your vehicle.
You're absolutely right. And making the time, I think, is very, very, that's an important part of it, is actually making the time.
Because I can tell you just from me, I mean, when I go around, you know, and I only work, you know, 1 week out of the month where I'm actually going to clients and going to people and doing evaluations. But if I do not follow up by that evening, if I do not take my notes, go through my notes, put things in my calendar, follow up times, file their information and get a good visual, you know, this is good as time. I mean, that was basically time lost then because I don't follow up. And I'll tell you what, I always feel so much better when they do contact me or they do call and I've got their information at my fingertips. And I'm like, oh, I'm so happy I took those notes and I'm so happy I put them in a logical place and I'm so happy I followed through because everything is right here and it's seamless.
Well, so you know what? Sounds very, very easy and just what, you know, they always say easier said than done, but you're making it sound like, you know, just coming up with a system is all that needs to be done. And really, it makes such a big difference to hear it that way, because when you don't and you try to just do it in your own way, it doesn't work.
Yeah. And I mean, it'll be slightly your own way because it's going to be your system and what works for you. But almost incorporate in your workday, you know, at this particular time, I am taking 30 minutes. And if you have an important client during that time, then you're going to have to push it out. But before you go to bed every single night, you are going to have to take that 30 minutes. And whether you're sitting out in your driveway in your vehicle and doing it when your kids are in bed, I mean, that's your choice and that's okay. But you must make yourself do that every day.
Can I ask you a question, Missy?
Yeah.
You're telling Christopher to, like, file these different, you know, act now, you know, potential client, you know, garbage, mail, this kind of stuff, does he physically take a box?
Well, and that's the thing, is that I'm a visual, and that's one thing that I have to ask every single client. And now, Christopher, I know you're very creative, so I'm going to assume that you're a visual guy.
I am very visual.
Yeah, I mean, you will want almost like a milk crate, a box, something open, because you don't want one of those file boxes with a lid, because you're not going to see it then. I mean, you actually want your file cabinet in your vehicle. I mean, you seriously do. You want, and maybe you have two milk crates. One is for, you know, address in 2014. One is, you know, every single potential client that's really, really good, you have their own, just shove all their stuff in one manila folder and put their name at the top and put it in alphabetical order so it's really easy. But then just go through and, you know, whatever you're looking for, whether you have to follow up with them, whether they're not very good but you want to keep them as a reference. You know, you just have to file according to how you think. And then the reason you have the to-do list is because you, instead of having your files spread throughout so you can look at what's important, your to-do list is, oh, well, this client, number one, is the most important, and I've got to contact them next Tuesday. This is even more important. I've got to contact them this morning. So you derive a to-do list from all of those pieces of paper that you've filed away, but they're still visual to you. And that would be my recommendation for you, is just put them somewhere so everything has a home, everything is labeled, but in a logical order according to your logic.
That makes perfect sense, and that's what I like, because so far, before our conversation today, there's one thing that I have done out of all of this, but it still is just a tiny step in that direction, is business cards. And of course, business cards was something I could never find before, or I would forget them and I wouldn't bring them with me. So I keep one box at the radio station. I keep one box in the car. It's not in the most ideal place, which is why a nice file cabinet would come in handy. A mini file cabinet, but I actually have it up on, don't laugh, I have it up on the dashboard, and I have a bunch of cards.
You know what? That's where Ross keeps his, too.
Wow. Isn't that something?
It's a guy thing. It's got to be.
It is kind of a guy thing. That's okay. And then, Christopher, when you get business cards from people, when you get them, what you do is you staple them to their little file folder, and then you put their information in it. So the card is at your fingertips.
Now, should I bring a stapler with me, too?
I would.
Okay.
I love staples, because otherwise you're going to get papers mixed up. And let's say you're in a big hurry and you've got stacks of paper from one person, stacks of paper from another, stacks of paper from another. It is much easier to have clips or staples along to separate them, so you don't have to take 10 minutes that evening just to separate all the papers that are on the floor of your vehicle.
Well, I like what I'm hearing, and it's a matter of just, making
doing
the system
it.
And doing it. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
It is, and because you're moving so quickly, I get that, and it's so hard to think, and it's even harder to do something at night. So the more that you can kind of do as you move along, and, maybe you have your stack of your manila file folders, 10 of them sitting there in your vehicle, and you go in, you meet with a client, you get all their information, you come out, you staple their business card to the front of the file folder, you put their name on the top, you shove their information in, and voila, you're done. All you have to do is file it in an alphabetical order that evening.
So you said staple the card to the folder. So is it showing on the outside of the folder then?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Oh, that's a new one.
I like it on the outside. And then when I'm going through, I can see. And I remember business cards better than names. And I, especially, gosh, if they have like a logo on or a photo, I love those.
Well, they work. You're right.
Yeah, it's for visuals. It's for visuals. If you're not, some people just say, I just type into my phone right away and away I go. Well, if I type in my phone, I will never contact them again.
That's a good point.
Well, you're right about everything that you've said, and I like the idea of stapling the business card to the outside of the folder.
Why don't we, guys, can you hold that thought, and let's take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we can share some more to get that commercial break in there.
Beautiful.
Okay, perfect. So, folks, we're going to take that short break. There's going to be more organizing tips from Missy and watching our producer, Christopher, grow as he gets organized. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Inspired, create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. asksusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
On Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and I have Missy Bystrom here with us today, folks, and we are talking about organizing your paperwork. And I got to tell you, heaven animals are just so wonderful. You just don't know what they're going to do. And today I have my dogs, Gus and Willie, with me in the office, and they decided they wanted to be a part of the show. So Christopher, I guess you heard some scratching there when we were doing the show.
Yes, you know what? If they want to be a part of the show, I say let them on in. Why not?
I'm telling you, this is like one of these blooper shows. Like, the dogs just decide they want to be part of the show today.
Yeah, but they're not seeing it as bloopers. They're seeing it as, hey, let me in. We want to be included.
I know. Like, just, there's, you got to love your dogs is all I can say. So on that note, now, before the commercial break, you guys were talking, Missy, you were helping Christopher with his paperwork in the vehicle. Is there more that he has to do, or what's your thoughts?
Well, what I would say is I would, first and foremost, I mean, try, what you're doing is you're trying to set up a system, or you're trying to evolve into some kind of mojo here that works so that you're able to follow through. Because I just had a hard time believing that all those meetings that you're going to and flying by the seat of your pants, that you're really doing a 100% effective job on following through or on landing, you know, potential advertisers or you know, what have you. So I just think that if you can set up a loose system for yourself, just kind of get into this mode, it will evolve. And then you're going to get better at organizing. I mean, we're not even talking about how to truly file or how to truly organize, because mm-hmm. you see, there's a different, everyone does it differently. And so I just want you to focus on doing something productive with all of those papers and just filing or categorizing them the best that you can do, because you want to have them at your fingertips and you want to follow through and you want to take action. And so if you can just get into the habit of having a notebook for your daily to-do list, or, you know, just even a handheld one, and then you can get into the habit of having your little file box and shoving the papers into and labeling and stapling on the business card, what's going to happen is you're going to say, wow, you know, this is pretty easy, and I'm even seeing something I can add to this, or I'm seeing the importance of this because this will help me do this.
Uh-huh.
And you're just going to get more efficient is what's going to happen, and then you will develop your own system, you know, and that's the beauty of it. You'll probably make more money, and you will be less tired because you're going to be less scattered, and so you're going to have more time. So again, though, you must carve out that 30 minutes a day, you know.
Now, does he have to take these files, like, do you have the problem in the station as well, Chris?
I used to, and you know what? There, I can't say that it's completely gone, but it is a lot better than it used to be. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that we're in a whole new location that you haven't seen yet.
Although,
it does, I can't say it doesn't exist. We have a room in between both studios. We have two studios here. In the room in between, we call it the IT room, which is Sue's favorite word, internet technology. But that's what the room is called.
Don't make me shake, my friend.
All right, I don't want you to shake. But we maybe Willie can shake, but not you. So anyway, you go into the room, and there's a bunch of cabinets in there. It looks like it was designed to be a kitchen of sorts at one time. And we thought when we moved in, oh, this is perfect. Lauren, my office manager, and I, we said, you know, cabinets, you know, this is a place where we can store things. And, you know, in the beginning, we put CDs and we put papers in one. We put all of the modem and the internet, you know, stuff in one of the other cabinets. But over time, and we've been here since June 1st, and I know that's not a lot of time, we are just noticing that there are certain cabinets that are starting to get that little bit of clutter involved, and we don't want to go down that road. We've been so great since we've moved in here, and we want to keep it that way. So that would be the room that I would worry about with all the cabinets, because it's like opening up a treasure chest, you know, for disorganized people. That's what a room of cabinets is. It's a treasure chest of people who want to hoard things, or you know what I'm saying?
I was listening to him say, like, this filing cabinet. I thought, it's more to hide his stuff, don't you think, Missy?
Yeah, well, that's okay. So I think, you know, what you did is you hit the nail on the head, and you also reminded me of one other thing I had to say about your vehicle. Yes, you do need it. It's time to clean up those cabinets because you want to nip them in the bud. Number two, I would say once a week, and I usually do this kind of thing like on a Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening, I just completely clean out my whole vehicle. So any kind of wrappers, any kind of rubbish, any kind of unopened mail, anything that's actionable, you know, you have to deal with. Because if you start the work week with a really nice, clean vehicle, an organized vehicle, a decluttered vehicle, you're going to be ready to, you know, hit the ground running. So that's something, too, that you need to take time for. And you just have to do it. It's kind of just part of your work week is what you do, especially if that, you know, you're working out of that vehicle.
So basically what you're saying is all of those sales calls that I do all day, make that a sales call, but not one that you do because you voluntarily are doing it to be good, but make it mandatory. Make it your job.
It has to be mandatory because otherwise all those sales calls that you've done are for naught.
Mm-hmm.
So good sales guys follow through. Good sales guys, you know, they send a thank you note. Good, you know, how can you do all that unless you've got a system? You know what I mean? I mean, if you stay in their face, they're going to be like, hey, yeah, remember that, Chris? Oh, yeah, Chris. They're, you know, you're going to kind of start to know them. I mean, because that's what you want to do. You want to develop your sales, you know, your mojo. You really do. And so that's exactly it. That's like that 30 minutes of a sale call. That's probably your most important one of the day.
So true.
Because, yeah, it's really, really, it's so important. I can't even tell you. So, yeah, that's something like homework. That's beyond homework. That's just like part of your job. I'm giving you a new job description.
All right. Well, when Sue comes out here in December, I know she's going to be taking plenty of pictures. So
the
proof will be in the pudding.
Yeah, I'm going to see that. You're right. And then I'm going to start blogging about you, Christopher. So hopefully it'll be a success story blog.
I love it.
I'm counting on.
Well, you know what you're saying? It really makes sense. And so many people, like, to me, it's common sense, like everyday stuff, what you're saying, because it comes so naturally to me. But I know this is like a lot of people have this challenge, don't they? They work, you know, in sales or whatever their job is, that they're in their vehicle and they're just throwing it back in the car to go to the next place. And then
Totally. You
come home late night, you're tired. And then did I get all that? Did I remember that? Where's that? And you go into the next day and then you are forgetting to do some things. I hear that a lot from people.
And you would probably be more effective and actually make more money if you would do one less actual sales call out in the field and have that time be to organize the work that you've done and follow through on it.
That's absolutely right. I agree with that. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's going to be your challenge. That's what you have to do. Have to.
Do you think you can do it there, Christopher?
I know I can. It's just like when you get to that point of the day – and you're like, okay, I got to see one more person. And then you're thinking to yourself, okay, is this an appointment that I have to go to? Am I going in to see a prospect about selling them? And you get to that last part of the day, instead of calling on whatever it is, 45 people, you make it 44 or even 43. and make those last two sales calls. Because I would say two sales calls, because the average call is about maybe 10, 15 minutes. So I would say make those last two sales calls the mandatory, you know, making a system and keeping it organized.
Yep, it's very true.
Wow.
Very true.
Well, we will keep you posted, folks, and Missy, on the adventures of Christopher and his organizing.
sounds like the name of like a soap opera or a movie or something.
I know.
The Adventures of Christopher.
now, Missy, let me ask you this. Okay, so like Christopher's challenge is in his vehicle, right?
Right.
Now,
mm-hmm.
I sent you pictures of my husband's desk, Ross, his desk.
You did.
Now,
mm-hmm.
His challenge, and I'm sure that there's many more people out there like this, we have got, he now can work from home. He has a home office. He doesn't have to drive, commute. He can work from home. It's awesome. But he has all these work files here. Then he also, him and I own an investment company that we have many real estate properties. We have all those details need to be filed. Then we have our personal files. Now, Ross's challenge is, I mean, you saw his office. I have trouble coming in it. Let me say that. it's not organized. And do you have a system for people with that kind of challenge with their paperwork?
Well, I'll tell you, I have numerous systems. And again, the same thing I told Christopher, you know, the biggest thing is figuring out, you know, what his problem is and is it working for him? Now, I would just say from looking at those pictures, those photographs, it's funny. It's not horrific. I mean, I have seen much worse. That said, it's not pleasant. I mean, I don't think that he can be as productive as he possibly could be had it been organized. Now, that said, I see lots of attempts at organizing.
Yeah.
And so I'm wondering... I have two questions. One is, are his attempts working, and that he's just not doesn't have time to do the filing? Is that the issue, or is it that he's just trying a bunch of different attempts, nothing's working, and there's stuff everywhere, and basically we have to go through all these file cabinets, all these hanging folders, figure out what's where, and start new systems? So, which is it for him?
Well, I would say that, like, as I look at his desk, I see he doesn't save junk, like junk mail. It goes. And it's like he doesn't know how to file where. It's like if it's not in front of him, it's out of his mind. So, you know, I don't think he has a good system. Am I saying this right? Like it's like I think the systems are all over the place. And
that's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, that's what it feels like to me. Like, it's like the closet is the personal stuff and part of the investment stuff. The stuff, the files sitting out in the room are his home, like his work business stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And then his desk are piles with the three different types of paperwork. So I think part of it, he's not also spending the time to put it in the right place because he doesn't know what the right place is or where that is.
See, that's the thing, and this is again, it's so different for everyone. I mean, he could be a person that would have, you know, a large filing cabinet, you know, maybe two next to each other side by side, and he would basically have two drawers for each category, personal, real estate investment, you know. He could maybe do that. He also might be a person that he can't even mix the drawer, like, you know, the different drawers in one filing cabinet because he needs it separated. A lot of people that are highly visual really need to contain stuff. This, you know, so what I'm envisioning is, like, in that closet, instead of just having that one tall filing cabinet, maybe you get three filing cabinets, you put them side by side, and each filing cabinet represents, you know, home, real estate, and then his other stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sure how he has to do it or how he thinks, but having it spread throughout... is not probably going to work for him because he doesn't know where to put stuff.
Now,
But again, we have to determine, does he not know where to put it or does it just not get there? So those are two very different things.
Yeah, I would say he doesn't know where to put it. Because when I go through his business files, for example, some of them have the contact name and some have the company name.
Oh.
Because he's in sales. So,
okay. Well, and it might be how he remembers. That's okay. Now, keep in mind, you and I may think very differently than him.
Oh, we do. I can tell you that we do.
Yeah. I mean, and he might say, okay, I remember John Doe. I remember that name. But, you know, and then that's how I want to file it. But in other cases, he may need to have it filed by the business. Now, it doesn't need to be consistent if that works for him, even though it's not organized in your view or my view, because you and I are hyper-organized. So
we are way
it may not
different.
Make sense. I mean, my husband, when I look at his filing, I mean, he and my husband's a biochemist. I mean, the guy is brilliant. His filing system is insane. And there's no way I can find a thing. I don't know what he's doing. But it works for him. And a lot of it he keeps in his head and he gets it. And so I just let him be because, you know, we pay all our bills on time and we're doing fine. So, I mean, I got to trust him. Mm-hmm. But that said, I mean, Ross really needs to, for instance, on his desk, I see he has one black kind of inbox thing that's not even really being used. I don't know. Maybe
that's
it
right.
is.
Yeah.
Partially.
Yeah, it's there, I think, part of to say, I mean, okay, Sue, look at I am trying to attempt at being organized.
That's what I see it as, a very, very feeble attempt. Because one box is not going to cut it.
No.
Maybe he needs to have three boxes. Maybe they need to be different colors. I don't know what's going to help him, but he needs to somehow, whatever categories you said there was home, you said there was real estate investments, and you said there was something else.
His business, like his full-time job.
Okay, so he's got, there's three definite categories.
Yeah,
and
there
so
is,
he needs to keep that stuff separate at all costs. And even if it's a matter of having three inboxes on his desk, throw the stuff for each category until he can get to it, that's fine. But he needs to keep that desktop clear because that just adds to the chaos. And
well,
then
I can tell you that, as you know, and many of our listeners know, we have our home and our office is feng shuied. And when Jeanette, our feng shui guru, came through, and she has talked about this on the show as well, she said that she knows Ross does not like organizing and that this was an important room in our house, his office. And so I had to come in and organize it for him because it was an important room that she sees his organizing skills as well. So,
well, and part of it for him might be, and I do have some clients that you know, are just abysmal filers. They if they put it in a file, it's gone. So he might be one of those guys that you have to get, you know, open shelves or put up shelving in the closet or something and have almost like bins or boxes that are labeled, and he just throws the stuff in. So at least you're subcategorizing the stuff.
Yeah, no, that's a good point as well. Yeah,
because then for him it's pretty. You know, you can make them all match, but you have labels on them. Then he doesn't have to open up a file drawer, try to find it, put it in there. It can actually just be a bin that has each real estate investment on there that he can just put it in there. I mean, I have one client that has a whole shelving unit of all open, those really pretty baskets that are these woven canvas bins.
Oh, yes,
and
yes.
And that works really well for her because they're open on the top, but they're contained, so they're pretty enough for me. Nice as you and I would like things, but that said, it is subcategorized and it is organized in the very loose sense, but it's up off the floor. Up off the desk, and there's not all these ugly little black files on the floor and plastic bins on the floor and files on the floor, and you know, it's all contained.
That's good. Well, folks, I will keep you posted. Misty, I will keep you posted on how the adventures of Ross's organizing are going. Now, we've only got like 3 minutes left for the show. What I want you to do now is address, like, people who have children and their artwork, the school stuff that you save. How do you file stuff like that kind of paperwork?
I'll tell you what, it's all different for every parent, and it really depends what's important to you, and it depends on what's important to your kids. I always encourage parents, especially younger kids, to always have something, an art wall, where they actually frame the kid's art and they rotate it. This makes the kid feel excited. Their art is in the house. It's displayed. It actually looks really cool and really artsy. And that way they know that you value their art. Secondly, I know some people that save every single piece. That can get a little daunting. I have clients that actually take pictures of it. and then they keep the beautiful pieces. They have them matted, and they have albums for each year. But then they have all the pictures on, you know, in their photos, and that way they can get rid of things. So there are different ways to do it, to save it, to archive it. It really depends upon your child, if they really feel it's important or if you really feel it's important. But if neither of you do, and you just want to keep a few and you want to just get rid of the rest, that's okay too. Mm-hmm. So I'm giving you permission to do, you know, there's no right way.
Do you know what I found, and you might be familiar with this, as many of our listeners may not, when Ross and I take trips, we take pictures. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to get a good system for remembering what trip, and what was what for where we went and stuff like that. And I came across, there's a lot of websites where you can make your own books.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're great. Even Costco does it even now. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I found Chris seems to think I'm good with technology, but when it comes down to, like, making anything, like, with designs and pictures and all kinds of stuff, I like the programs that, you know, here, stick here, hit this button, simple, simple, simple. And I came across a site, Shutterfly.com. That was one site. My daughter does this with all the kids' pictures, and we get a book of, you know, what the kids are doing that year. And I just made our trip book up. And so I don't have all these pictures sitting around. I don't, you know, it's all in one spot. I know what it is, and it's, you know, organized. And that's what I do with our pictures. And now our kids are doing that with their artwork, like with the grandchildren's artwork, like scanning it and putting it in there. So that's kind of a suggestion that
it's a great one. You know? It is a good one. And then it's like so formal. The kids feel so special, and you feel like you're doing something important to honor that, and it all works.
Yeah, no, it's great. We are out of time, my friend. You are amazing.
so are you.
You know, I want to tell everybody that Christopher and I are doing a special holiday show, actually a series of shows, and we have got Missy coming back, and that will be in December. So if you sign up for my newsletter, you're going to get that schedule ahead of time of when Missy's going to be on, because we are going to be bringing Missy back, folks, and talk about organizing yourself during the holiday season. Right, Missy? That's our topic.
Oh, that's
we're going
right.
to get have everyone be organized. So,
everyone can be organized
Missy,
in a calm, peaceful holiday season.
There you go. Thank you for reminding me of our topic. I'm organizing a lot right now.
It's okay. You're a dynamo.
So thanks. So and folks, to learn more about Missy, go to theorganizedconnection.com. Folks, I want to thank you all for tuning in today. We've had a very informative, terrific show with Missy, and I'm sure that something she has said will help you along your journey. I know she's going to be helping Christopher and Ross. So on behalf of Missy and Christopher and myself, we all want to wish you much love and many blessings, and I look forward to talking to you again real soon. Have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you have missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.